Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Finishing up the Mark Dice video, the vast majority, he put a couple people in there who wouldn't sign the petition, but he had many, many more who were against the First Amendment that he didn't even have time to put in the YouTube video because it only could be 10 minutes long. So imagine we have people who want to repeal the Second Amendment, want to repeal the First Amendment. I guarantee you, Dice could go out, I could go out and get, not in Texas, but in California, the majority to say, yes, disarm me. I want to be a slave. But that last guy, he said, we want to ban people having free speech and criticizing Obama in any way. And he said, I agree with that. I agree, but we need to ban them. Signed. I mean, just, I love tyranny. Let's go back to it.
Repeal the First Amendment, stop hate speech and negative speech. Just a signature would be good.
What is it for? What's hate speech?
Well, it's hate speech when you say hateful and mean things. Remember CAPTA.org. It's just to support the, you know, the repeal of the First Amendment. Beautiful day. Hi.
Hey, hi.
Signature. You know, I mean, in today's society, we don't need, I mean, who are the people to say that they don't agree with the president anymore, you know?
Yeah.
And he knows what's best.
Good pause. By the way, this video is not edited. They had a wireless mic. The camera's about 50 yards away. This is hidden video. So that's what you're hearing when a car drives by or somebody walks by. You hear it cut out because they were right within the range of that wireless mic. We've got a bunch of them. They don't work over 50, 60 feet most of the time. So that's what's happening there. Continue.
So we figured best thing, 200-year-old legislation needs to be revised. You know? Thanks. You know, in the New World Order, we don't need that kind of stuff.
Good pause again. I'm going to have to play more of this later, but notice those happy women with their kids enjoying a beautiful day. They think the world's a wonderland for them. The government loves them. The government's their big mommy, their big nanny, their big daddy. And he's like, we're going to take their speech away. They're being mean. And she says, I'm good. I want to sign. Let's take their speech away. That's America. We're going to all be friendly now. And a female member of Congress, I have that video coming up later, she said if we could just get all the men kicked out of Congress, we'd be able to pass this. See, we're going to have a big mommy state. You're going to go to jail if you don't have the health care. And if we don't like how you're raising your kids, you yell at them, the state's going to take them. Doesn't matter if the state five times more likely to hurt kids than anybody. We don't need Arde Saveda. We don't need people selling guns privately in Austin. He says the feds say ban it. I'm going to ban it. You know, hey, you don't get a Second Amendment. You don't get a First Amendment. I'm sorry. You're not going to be mean anymore. Arde Saveda has created a new unit threatening to arrest people that criticize him on the Internet. And he says, well, you know, if they do it with anonymity, we're going after you. You know, because that's freedom. You don't talk. And that's where he's from, California. Well, formerly Cuba. I mean, he says he doesn't like Fidel Castro, but I think a little too much of that rubbed off on him as a kid growing up under Castro. I mean, seriously, why don't we have a police chief who's from Austin? And I want Arde Saveda to come in here. Gloves are off in the interview. We'll see. You know, he came in here and tried to co-opt us and glad-hand us, but the blood without warrants and the gun grabbing, you know, Arde Saveda, give me a break. Of course, maybe Art will stick his boys on him. Maybe they can find something on me, huh? That's what Fidel would do, huh, Arde Saveda? I'm Alex Jones. I'm not doing this on the Internet with anonymity. I'm right here. I'm an American. You understand that? We welcome people from other countries if they come here and respect our nation. But we know they've imported millions of foreigners, over 30 million illegals, to slit this country's throat. And we're done playing games. We're head up. We're not stopping. We're serious. We're focused. We're America. We're 1776. We are the patriots. We are the good guys. You are the bad guys.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Had a tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. We've got an hour and 52 minutes left in transmission. Massive news blitz on scores of key stories that I mentioned a bit in the first hour. Coming up in the fourth and final hour today, vital information on the government takeover of healthcare sinking. Vital information on the global warming fraud, a plan to found world government, stuff that dwarfs ClimateGate coming out every hour. I mean, total fraud, all the universities, the UN admitting it. They are just imploding and burning and exploding in front of us if we force the issue and continue driving. Their flu hoax has imploded. The fact that the banks stole the trillions of dollars and didn't use it to help homeowners, as they said, and that they gave it to themselves, and that they engineered the fraud, as even in McClatchy newspapers. This week, Treasury Secretary Geithner and Fed Chairman Bernanke are going to be grilled. There's discussion of criminal charges. Ladies and gentlemen, criminals always go too far, and they may have half the population who wants to ban the First Amendment openly and ban the Second. It doesn't matter. If 99% say, I'm a slave, I'm still free. I have a right to defend myself. Hitler may have said he was God in Germany. He could kill whoever he wanted. That was a fraud. He was a tyrant. Julius Caesar was a tyrant. But we don't have tyrant leaders today. They're just tyrant puppets. It's the global corporate crime syndicate coming in and taking over our society. Now, the flu hoax has imploded. On paper, in the courts, in the foreign news, but not a lot in our news. They're still running the ads to get your flu shot. roughly 11% of people have died from this flu that regularly would die from the regular seasonal flu. And that's probably an inflated number. It's come out that most people they claim died had heart failure, kidney problems, were already very sick, drug addicts, HIV, had compromised immune systems. It was a non-event, clearly an engineered virus. Top scientists are on record saying that. Big companies were caught with bird flu that was also killing around 30% of people that took it. That's London Telegraph. That's now in the European Union investigation. Looks like we're going to have members of that commission on this week. We're working on that right now, very, very close. You cannot overstate how big this is. And they're saying the vaccine's dangerous. The vaccine's bad. It didn't help people. It hurt people. It was a fraud. It's now coming out that of the U.S. advisors, just like Obama's advisors on government takeover of healthcare, turned out basically all of them are getting $500,000, $250,000 from the White House covertly. It's coming out all these flu experts were making money or were consultants, in some cases making millions a year. These government officials that push the flu hype. To get the hype really going in January of last year, 3 months before it even raised its ugly head, we had emergency managers on. We had internal documents from the Bureau of Cemeteries in New York where they were telling police, get ready for millions dead. They were telling doctors before it ever even showed up in Mexico. So they were pre-hyping for total fear so people would buy into it. The good news is they've never had a flu vaccine fail like this. The majority of people are not taking it. It's rotting on shelves. It's a huge controversy. So to walk through this is Mike Adams of naturalnews.com, really the leader in amazing research journalism. He was there day one exposing this with us. H1N1 swine flu hoax falls apart at the seams, and he walks through it. So, and the next time they try to push it, it'll even be harder. Okay? So this is very exciting. I want to now go to Mike Adams. Mike, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Alex, for inviting me back. It's always an honor to talk to you and your listeners. Where do you want to begin? This is a huge topic.
Tell folks where you're joining us from.
Well, I'm in Ecuador. This is where I live permanently now. And if you hear construction sounds in the background, it's because I'm building a sustainable food forest here. The food supply is a whole other topic maybe we could talk about someday, but the food supply of the world is not as safe as people have been told, and myself and many other people are here making sure that we can feed ourselves, our families, and our neighbors when the time comes.
Well, Monsanto, it's been in hundreds, literally hundreds, probably more, studies. They've now, guys, print me that article about the liver failure again. It's confirmed in the most prestigious journals, massive liver and kidney failure and other organ failure of people that are eating different varieties, well, of the rats, but those are similar to humans, of mammals that are eating their GMO corn. I mean, it's all coming out. But let's get into the flu hoax first, because I don't think people realize just how devastating this is and the fact that they're now being criminally investigated.
Yeah, it was a huge scam, and they knew it from the beginning. And if you look at what they were trying to accomplish with this hoax, I think it was really two things, Alex. There are a couple of theories on this, but one, of course, was to transfer a tremendous amount of wealth, billions of dollars, from the taxpayers and governments into the pockets of the drug companies. And they did that very effectively by spreading fear, by spreading false information. I mean, they're still out there saying you should take your vaccine shot because there could be another wave coming. You know, they just don't know when to quit. But the bigger agenda, I think, was to indoctrinate the American people into how they're supposed to behave when they're told to be afraid, and how they're supposed to line up and get injected with whatever chemicals they're told are safe, even though, Alex, you know this to be true, even though there has never been a single scientific clinical trial ever conducted on any of these swine flu vaccines that were approved by the FDA. So people were lining up to be injected with chemicals. They had no idea if they were safe. They were lied to. They were deceived. And they were indoctrinated. This is the way they want Americans to act from now on.
And that's what the EU head of their health commission, he says, the bird flu vaccine killed a bunch of people. This flu vaccine's dangerous. The German government wouldn't even take this shot. People in government were paid off to push this. And they're having a huge investigation. I mean, it sounds like It's Mike Adams running that commission.
Yeah, well, the truth eventually comes out on all these issues. I mean, they can't cover this up forever. If you look at who benefited from this scam, it's very obvious. For example, the former head of the CDC, Dr. Julie Gerberding, she, after being part of this scare story and part of pushing the vaccines, she was offered a position as president of the Division of Worldwide Vaccines for the drug company Merck. And she took that position, and she obviously benefited in a huge way, a personal financial way, from spreading this idea that everybody should take vaccines.
Continue.
Oh, okay. Well, the WHO, World Health Organization, in my opinion, conspired with the CDC, conspired with the drug companies to falsely elevate this pandemic to a so-called level six pandemic, even though it was always very mild. There was never any indication that it had a high fatality rate. In fact, as you mentioned in the introduction to this segment, the fatalities for this were far lower than seasonal flu. And another fact that they're not telling people is that of those who did die from H1N1 infections, many of those people were vaccinated with H1N1 vaccine. I mean, have you ever seen that in the press, that some of the dead people were vaccinated and they died anyway? They don't tell you that, Alex.
No. It's mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing to see this actually coming out in the open.
Well, yeah, finally. It's finally starting to get out there. And we've done things like, for example, I put out a $10,000 award for anyone who could provide proof that the H1N1 vaccine had been proven safe and effective. And today, Alex, not one person has stepped forward to try to claim that $10,000. And yet, these vaccine pushers, they run around on the Internet and all over the place in the media saying that their vaccines are scientific. You know, we're right and you're wrong. We have medical science and evidence on our side. Well, then why don't they claim the $10,000? Do they hate money? So I think, Alex, I'm going to announce on your show here that I'm going to double that award. I'm going to double it to $20,000. Let's see if anyone will step forward and claim $20,000 to prove that those vaccines were ever scientifically proven to be safe and effective. Let's see if that works.
Well, it could be $10 million. They can't do it because it's not been proven safe or effective, but the feds and the New York Times put out fact sheets, as you know, at schools, at vaccine centers, at medical facilities and government buildings, saying, oh, this dispels the myth, can't cause Guillain-Barré, can't cause autoimmune disorder, doesn't contain mercury. And I think it's the level of the hoax that blew up in their face. That's why they went too far, because everybody just went and actually got the insert that actually came with the vaccine that said it could cause all of those problems that had mercury in it. I mean, it's the boldness of the lying.
Yeah, absolutely. They don't know when to stop. And I remember journalists interviewing me, mainstream journalists, who would say things like, no, we've been assured by the drug companies that these vaccines have no chemical adjuvants, which are the inflammatory chemicals that multiply a small vaccine batch into a larger batch so they can inject.
And we know mercury and aluminum are adjuvants.
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, some of these vaccines have MSG-like chemicals in them. I mean, it's absolutely absurd. But it did blow up in their face because most people said, no, I'm not going to inject myself. I'm not going to subject my children to these poisons. And those people are doing just fine. Maybe they took some vitamin D. Maybe they ate some healthy foods. Maybe they got a little sunshine or just took care of their immune system. They're alive and well and doing just great. They don't need a vaccine injection.
Cass Sunstein says it should be an illegal conspiracy theory to say that sunshine is good for you. Did you see that?
No, that's a new one, but it doesn't surprise me.
Now, I'm not joking. I know that sounds crazy, folks. Just like K.I. in Austin saying mercury is good for kids' brains, it's in his Chicago Law School report from a year and a half ago. He says, let me give you an example of a conspiracy theory that's outrageous and should be illegal. People saying that some sunlight is good for you, when it's every major medical outfit out there, all the major studies of how it stops you from getting many forms of cancer, we're supposed to get some sunlight. We'll be right back with Mike Adams, ladies and gentlemen.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 25th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1099.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1129.63, $564.83 for a half ounce, or $282.41 for the quarter ounce. That's $1129.63, $564.83, or $282.41.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
International hearings begin on falsified swine flu pandemic. InfoWars.net, Steve Watson. We have the official 47-nation body health board. In order to promote their, this is from the head of the board, in order to promote their patented drugs and vaccines against flu, pharmaceutical companies influence scientists and official agencies responsible for health standards to alarm governments worldwide and make them squander their tight health resources for inefficient vaccine strategy and needlessly expose millions of healthy people to the risk of an unknown amount of side effects of insufficiently tested vaccines. The bird flu campaign of 06 combined with the swine flu campaign seem to have caused a great deal of damage not only to some vaccinated patients and to the public health budgets, but to the credibility and accountability of important international health agencies. And it continues, and we've got one of the heads of the committee joining us Thursday or Friday. We're working on several of them right now, but Thursday and Friday. Going back to Mike Adams. Mike, we know that the federal government secretly went into health boards around the country, and this happened everywhere else in the world, a strategic operation, and told them in January and February, flu is coming, it's going to kill millions per state. That's what they told New York State, Indiana, Illinois. We knew it was really going to a level six in April, 2 months before it did, because of internal health board documents we got, state of Texas. I mean, this was a concerted hype. This was a concerted program to scare the hell out of everybody. Mike Adams.
Yeah, absolutely, it was, Alex. And it worked like gangbusters for a very long time. And this is the way that they create demand for vaccines while also creating an engineered shortage of supply. And if you look at the work of covert persuasion and human psychology and some of the research that has been conducted over the years, you know that the most effective way to motivate people to want something is to first make them afraid so that they have to have it and then tell them there isn't enough to go around. They use this in order to get people lining up for swine flu vaccine, and it worked extremely well. And then, of course, when the hoax broke and they had plenty of supply of vaccines, the whole thing reversed on them, and people realized, well, gee, there's plenty of supply now, and the pandemic isn't really a pandemic.
And we even have the CFR recorded where they talk about, we'll say there's not enough vaccine to make everybody run out and want to get it.
the tactics here have been really remarkable. But the most interesting part about this, Alex, has been the viciousness of the vaccine pushers. Now, you got to realize, when you're dealing with vaccine pushers, these are people who, in my opinion, because they've taken so many vaccines in the past and their brains have been bathed in these chemical adjuvants, these people are literally, and this is not an insult of a term, this is a scientific description, they are brain damaged. They lack cognitive function to think for themselves. This is part of the agenda, I believe, Alex, that the vaccines are designed to create a nation of people who cannot think for themselves. It's kind of like
we know this. I mean, they're on the news saying mercury's good for your children now, treating us like we're totally brain damaged, and now the UN's having to lower the average IQ, and pretty soon you'll be a genius if you're able to say your ABCs or tie your shoelaces.
Well, there's that movie, Idiocracy, by, I think, starring Luke Wilson. It was a wonderful
movie.
Mike Judge created the movie, right. And in your previous segment, you were talking about Mark Dice going out and having people sign the petition to repeal the First Amendment, and they were signing it. You know, people have forgotten how to think, or they are seriously so brain damaged that they cannot assess.
Well, by the way, Mike, that's not your opinion. I mean, we have the sodium fluoride and other chemicals put in the water. They know brain damages. We have government documents where they said they would do it to control people. We know mercury is the most deadly heavy metal for brain damage. We know that they want to drug the population. We have the New Freedom Initiative documents. This is in all the UN documents, how they were going to drug the population. It's the Brave New World.
Yeah, that's right. And don't forget the Mothers Act and the mental health initiatives for expectant mothers. They want to drug the babies before they're even born.
And now they're saying they want to put lithium in the water supply. Have you seen that newscast?
Oh, you know what? I can't keep track of all the poison agendas. There's just too much.
By the way, I'm not joking about the CFR audio blog. They put it out where they talked about how they were hoaxing people by saying there wasn't enough vaccine.
Again, nothing surprises me at this point. If there's anything that we've learned from this pandemic and the way people have acted, it's that they will do anything. The vaccine-pushing jackals, I call them sometimes, they will do anything to get more vaccines injected into more babies, more men and women, more senior citizens. They'll do anything. They'll lie, they'll deceive, they'll distort, they'll commit fraud. And this is just normal, everyday business for them.
Just like the local Austin News saying it's illegal for private people to sell guns when it's not.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento rápida me dejó.
If you've got questions for Mike Adams, we're going to open the phones up specifically for him right now. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We're going back to him in just a moment. Don't forget, there is a protest against the racketeering, harassment, shutdown of the oldest gun show in Central Texas today, 5 to 7 p.m. Be there early, folks. I'm going to be there right before 5. It's 7th and 8th Street on the west side of I-35, the Austin Police Station. West side of I-35, you cannot miss it. They've got giant Big Brother banners hanging up. Worshipping checkpoints. Last time I drove by, they always change them out. I'm not sure what's up there now. The point is, it's a big brick building, one of scores of facilities they have. And you can go and let them know you don't appreciate what they've done. The media will be there. You'll be able to talk to the media. I know the media has been alerted, but everybody else should contact the media and tell them to be there. All the radio, TV stations, you name it, they need to be there. We're going back to Mike Adams here in just a moment, the health ranger. About this big victory we've had, because this is record amounts of people didn't take this shot. It's a big controversy in England and Europe and the U.S. that there's so much of this vaccine that was bought rotting that no one wants. That is coming up. I'm also going to get into all the other info on GMO food for those of you that aren't aware of what's happening to you. But before we do that, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that have made today's radio show possible. Tap water in most cities is a toxic brew. When they say fluoride in your water, that's over 150 on average, sometimes over 300 chemicals. They add to the water the chlorine, the dead bacteria. It just tastes like crud. And a lot of filtered water isn't high quality. A lot of bottled water has problems. But people still drink it because it tastes better. The Ecola Blue is the best water you can get, period. EcolaBlue.com. It grabs the water right out of the atmosphere, sends it through seven filters with their Ecola Blue 28. They have their Ecola Blue 30, puts it through 12 stage, including reverse osmosis, carbon, UV light. EcolaBlue.com, EcolaBlue.com, or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. Another great sponsor, Front Sight Firearms Training, frontsight.com. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at the Front Sight's Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot, who owns it, will give you a free Springfield Armory XT pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time for you and your family to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get this. This is real. This is awesome. This is the biggest private firearms training facility in the country. Shotguns, handguns, rifles. Front Sight. One word, like the front of your rifle. FrontSight.com. Plus, it's a great website. A lot of resources for gun owners and defenders of liberty. Free email alert system and newsletter. FrontSight.com. Okay, going back to Mike Adams. Mike, there's so much to cover here dealing with the flu. A lot of people did get stampeded to take it, but a lot of people, they're reporting record numbers, didn't. So there's just millions and millions and millions and millions. What is it, 50-something million in the U.S., tens of millions in England, of these dosages just sitting there, these vials of this monkey pus that they wanted to inject into people, and the whole history of what vaccines have done. Do you see this as I do, as a devastating defeat for these people?
Well, sure it is. Of course, they're going to try to spin it as a success because several million people did decide to get vaccinated because they fell for all the propaganda. But even in America, 4 out of 5 people refused to be vaccinated or just avoided being vaccinated. So what they're going to try to do now is donate these vaccines to third world countries so they can look like they have some human compassion. Truth is, they're only donating them because they can't sell them to anybody. Nobody wants them anymore. And they're too toxic to dump into landfills. That would be an EPA violation. Remember that if you ever think about injecting this stuff into your own body. So they're gonna dump them off to third world countries. Maybe they'll get Bill Gates to come in and sponsor some of that too, because he's all about vaccines and third world countries. They're gonna try to claim a victory no matter what, even though they have failed miserably.
Yeah, you got to brain damage the third world. His good daddy, former head of the Planned Parenthood, knows that well. And again, this is part of this larger agenda. But you talk about the deaths. We know the bird flu vaccine killed a bunch of people. That's mainstream news. In fact, put London Telegraph up. Death of homeless, bird flu vaccine. They told them it was a regular flu shot. Then you talk about how they're dumping them on the third world. They have announced they're doing that. That'll be by next year or later when this has already run its course, and it'll have no effect, and they admit even the H1N1's already mutated onto something else, just totally worthless, but they'll just line people up and give them the mercury-filled injection.
Well, yeah, sure. There's a bigger agenda here that I'll mention here in a second. But first, on the actual number of people who were killed, we know that people have been paralyzed. They've suffered neurological damage from the vaccines themselves. But that's just short-term, immediate-term effects. What people don't know is what will be the long-term effects of taking these vaccines. What happens 2 years down the road or 5 years down the road? Do you get Alzheimer's 10 years sooner than you might have?
Well, wait, the studies show that if you take three flu shots, you get double the chances of Alzheimer's.
Absolutely. Well, and it makes perfect sense. Why? Because this stuff attacks the nervous system. It causes inflammatory nervous system damage in many people who take them. But the bigger agenda here, Alex, isn't really about swine flu or any flu. The bigger agenda is about vaccines. And the drug companies, they've stumbled onto a really clever scam here where they can now sell vaccines to people who aren't sick, because, drugs are sort of limited to people who are sick, people who have an illness, right? But vaccines, you can push them on to everybody. You don't need to be sick. You don't need to have any symptoms. You don't need to have any medical justification whatsoever. You can push vaccines on the people just out of fear alone. So they're working on vaccines now for all kinds of crazy things.
Cigarettes, like alcohol.
Vaccine for sadness, for example. And they're going to push these on all of us. Unlimited vaccines from the time you're born, even before you're born, to the time that you die, you are nothing but a vessel to accept more chemical vaccine injections while you make the drug companies rich.
And that's the big issue that we haven't really gotten into. They tried to make this mandatory in Massachusetts, in New York, in California. Lawsuits got filed by valiant people. It got stopped. But they certainly are using this as a form of medical tyranny, as Ron Paul has said, to set the precedent to put in our bodies what they want when they want.
Well, absolutely. There have been efforts all across the country. There was even a risk of it happening in Texas, where the Gardasil vaccine for HPV was about to be mandated for teenage girls. And, you know,
well, actually, Rick Perry ran the hoax. Rick Perry ran the hoax and said it was the law when it wasn't. He made it a recommended shot to the state health department.
Right, right. And, you know, I agree with Rick Perry on many other issues, but on vaccines, I think he got a little hoodwinked by the drug companies, and hopefully he'll come around and realize that vaccines should never be forced onto anyone. It should always be the free choice of the parents, not the state, and certainly not the federal government.
Well said. Shifting gears, Monsanto GMO corn linked to organ failure study reveals. I mean, we've known this forever. In a study released by the International Journal of Biological Sciences, that it doesn't get any more prestigious for those that don't know, analyzing the effects of genetically modified foods on mammalian, that's mammals, that's us, researchers found that agricultural giant Monsanto GM corn is linked to organ damage in rats. And they study rats because they're very similar to us in their metabolic system, for those that don't know. According to the study, which was summarized by, and it goes on, three varieties of Monsanto GM corn, Mon 863, insecticide producing, Mon 810, and Roundup herbicide absorbing NK603 were approved for consumption by the U.S., European, and several other national food safety authorities. And it goes on to talk about the effects from the journal were mostly concentrated in the kidney and liver function, the two major diet detoxification organs, but in detail different from each GM type. In addition, some effects on the heart, adrenal, spleen, blood cells were also frequently noted. There were, as there normally exists, sex differences in the liver and kidney metabolic system. The highly statistical significant disturbances in the function of these organs seen between male and female rats cannot be dismissed as biologically insufficient, as has been proposed by others. Therefore, we conclude that our data strongly suggests that these GM maize varieties, those are the ones killing the bees, induce a state of, and it says, heptarelia toxicity. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that. These substances have never before been an integral part of human and animal diet, and therefore health consequences for those who consume them, especially over long periods. Now, this is very simple. If you produce a pharmacological variety of corn that produces a pesticide within it, or if you produce corn that will live when everything else dies when you spray herbicide on it and it absorbs it, obviously it's going to attack the liver and kidneys and the blood. I mean, this is a two-year-old can figure this out. Other bugs, yeah. And I've, again, interviewed top German scientists who first exposed this 5 years ago, other bugs will not eat this corn or and they won't go to the corn pollinization process. Bees will. And the poor little guys are dying, and they've done maps of the areas where these corn are grown. I mean, you know, Monsanto knows what it's doing. It's like Satan runs it. We know Rumsfeld previously did. I mean, literally, is Satan in a red pajamas at the boardroom with his feet up? This is the corn that's in most our food. They know what they're doing. They don't care. I mean, Mike Adams, I had a magazine reporter interviewing me last night, and I kept saying, he said, you know, you can't just say Monsanto's doing this and knows what they're doing. You can't. That's irresponsible. And I said, sir, it's mainstream news. And he just looked at me like I was crazy because he can't believe, because he's a nice person, that this is really going on. I mean, folks, it's going on, okay? Mike Adams.
Well, people need to understand that human nature can be far darker than you've been led to believe. If you live in a civilized society, you don't see what goes on behind the closed doors of corporate boardrooms, where the real selfishness and the evil and the destructiveness of some of these individuals is unleashed through their corporate agendas. And I agree with you that Monsanto, in my opinion, is one of the most dangerous corporations on our planet. And they are, in my view, poisoning the food supply. I hope, I don't know if you've had Jeffrey Smith on your show from SeedsOfDeception.com, right?
We sell it. We sell his books and videos.
Everyone needs to read his material and watch his documentaries. He presents information that will blow your mind. And it's so shocking that the mainstream journalists just can't accept it. And it gets back to this question of what is wrong with people's thinking skills these days? How come they can't question things? Like
close to 90% of people in San Diego that were interviewed said ban free speech.
Yeah, I remember Dice was out there trying to sell an ounce of gold, a gold coin for what, $50 or $20. It was an ounce of gold. It's worth, you know, what, $1,100 or more. No one would buy it. what's wrong with people these days? I don't have the answer to that, Alex.
The average adult watches 2.5 hours. This is the latest numbers from 2009 from Nielsen. 2.5 hours of internet TV a week, 4.5 of television. They're mesmerized. They're not awake. People are zombies.
Yeah, they really are. And I think if you remember the old zombie movies and zombies attack, and you would have fields of mindless people wandering around society attacking each other. That really isn't too far off from what may be coming at some point here in the real world, with just people not having the ability to think for themselves, to question the information they're given, to even take care of their own bodies or immune systems or to defend themselves against bad information that's coming their way. I've seen America, many Americans have fallen asleep. They've forgotten what America stands for, which is rugged individualism, liberty, freedom, thinking for yourself, and standing up against tyranny rather than conspiring with it. And I just hope that in our lifetimes, Alex, hopefully in the next few years, we can see Americans take back America, take back what it stands for, what it was founded on, and what we all are owed, our God-given rights to liberty, to health, to access to information. This is what we all deserve, and we must take it back, Alex.
Well, I want to say this to the police and military listening, who are going to be the enforcers of this system. You are drinking poison water. You are eating poison food. I know it's hard to believe. Please read the thousands of studies on GMO. I mean, I've interviewed former head scientist who would say it's killing half the rats. You can't approve this potato in the 1990s, and it's approved. You can't feed them this corn. It's killing the rats, and they do it.
But you see, part of it might be that they want to kill the rats, that we are the rats. We're the rats, and they want to kill us.
No, I know exactly. That's the end game. Mike, I know it's the end game. But I'm saying the average cop driving along right now, he's like, hey, Mike, my corn taco, you know, when he pulls into a Mexican food drive-thru window, you know, it's fine. But no, it's turned out they sell this corn at below regular prices to all the major chains. This is what you're getting is food filler and cereals and in everything. I mean, and they're GMOing the all the other major grains and the soybean, and they're now moving into hundreds of other things, and they're shutting the farms down. I mean, folks, you are being killed. I mean,
and sugar beets now, genetically modified sugar beets are now approved and being used to produce processed sugar. So, you know, now you have what, high fructose corn syrup, which is called liquid Satan by some people because it's so bad for your health. And now you have genetically modified sugar as the mainstream sugar source in the food supply.
And then the Washington Post, I'm sorry to interrupt, then the Washington Post reported last year 50% of the corn syrup has high levels of mercury, and they don't know why. It's not even involved in the process. I mean, folks, they're hitting you and hitting you hard, and now we're exposing them, so they say, you know what, mercury's good. In fact, guys, pull up 50% of corn syrup has mercury, Washington Post, folks. I'm sorry, go ahead, Mike.
Well, the problem here is, and I understand this, but even people listening to this may be thinking to themselves, well, what am I supposed to do? It's so overwhelming. How do we decide what to trust, what to not trust? How do we feed our kids something that won't poison them? It's just so overwhelming, and there's too much conflicting information out there, but that's part of the game. The PR jackals for these the processed food companies and chemical companies and drug companies. They want you to be confused because in your confusion, you will default to whatever you've been shown on television
and
or
Mike,
whatever you've been told by authorities.
And, Mike, it's just like poisoning animals that they want to get rid of. They'll poison their water supply with a slow-acting poison. And so the animals don't drop dead right on the spot, so the wild dogs or whatever they're poisoning drink it and a month later die. And that's what the UN said they would do. I have all these government documents where they said we will introduce it into the food, into the water, and we will brain damage people and then kill them. And they're doing it. And the public can't even get angry right now because they're on a toxic sedative, fluoride.
That's exactly it. You nailed it. I mean, it's kind of a brilliant, evil, genius conspiracy. To first numb the population and then just sort of kill them off slowly through the food supply. Well, they've already accomplished most of that goal, and the rest is coming.
There's a Batman episode, one of the Batman movies, where the bad guy says, yeah, we staged the Gulf of Tonkin. We staged terror attacks. This is from the early 90s. And then he says, and we're going to put different poisons in different cosmetics, and they'll never know. Then we'll sell them the cure. They're just throwing it in our face what they're doing.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Had a tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Mike Adams will be with us until we go to break in the next segment, next hour. Then we're going to get the proprietor of the former Austin Gun Show on briefly to talk about the protest coming up tonight that I'm news blitzing for the rest of the show. Naturalnews.com is the powerful website of our guest, the health ranger, Mike Adams. Mike, let's go to phone calls. Let's go ahead. And by the way, I have a Wall Street Journal article here about poison and progress. about secret poisoning of the food supply, but they say Al-Qaeda will do it and that they'll do it with slow kill weapons. Jaron just printed this off for me. The government are the terrorists, folks. They're the ones poisoning you. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Daryl in Texas. Daryl, you're on the air.
Hello, appreciate y'all. I have a question about nutrition. You know, I have so many questions to ask, but I think the one that I want to ask most is about nutrition, and that is there are many superfoods, multivitamins, smoothies, and that sort of thing that are on the market. What is your advice for someone who is, you know, as a pharmacist, I'm sort of semi-educated about the body and that sort of thing, but if I'm going to set out to find the best way to, like a reference or something that I can go to, should someone be doing more, like if you're taking a multivitamin and you're incorporating vegetables in every meal, how much more do you need? Do you need the superfoods? What is a good reference?
Well, Mike's going to tell you eat raw foods, but Mike, tell him.
Well, no, I'm not a total raw foodist myself, but I do eat some portion raw at every meal for a number of reasons. But, you know, you got to realize that, number one, our food supply is depleted of nutrients. Even if it's fresh produce right out of the garden, most of the soils are depleted, so we're not getting the minerals that we get. And the processed food, of course, is, you know, complete garbage.
Minerals are key, aren't they?
Well, absolutely, and trace minerals like selenium are very important for things like cancer prevention. But in terms of going, how do you decide that you have a quality source? Well, you got to do your research, because even though I'm as much an advocate of vitamins and nutritional supplements, there are bad vitamins and there are good vitamins, because some of the vitamins are made by the drug companies, and they're just full of chemicals, and you got to know the difference.
Yeah, they make synthetic chemical copies from the extra petrochemical effluvium they have, and it's incredibly toxic.
Now, you wouldn't believe where some of this stuff comes from, like petrochemical byproducts.
Well, here's a quick example for people that don't believe me. Every time I see somebody drinking a Diet Coke, I say, you know, that's genetically engineered E. coli feces. I mean, that's what aspartame is bacteria feces, and people just can't believe that. Go ahead, Mike.
No, well, you're right. It's a good different point of view on where that stuff really comes from. There are good quality supplements out there, bad quality. For example, if you're trying to look at a vitamin and you want to know if it's good quality, if it's a multi, look at the form of the vitamin B12 that's in the bottle. If it's cyanocobalamin, that's like a cyanide molecule, a cyano is the prefix, then it's the cheap and, in my opinion, the unhealthy version of vitamin B12, and that's what you find in most supplements. The healthy version is typically called methylcobalamin, M-E-T-H-Y-L. And that is a methylated version of that molecule that's more absorbable by your body. That's just one small example, but there are many others that you can learn.
All right, Daryl,
by doing some research.
Hope that answers your question. Andrew in Maine, you're on the air with Mike Adams.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
It's a great show, Alex.
Thank you.
And Mike's article is really great. I really feel vindicated hearing how he has exposed the flu scam. Very surprising how it fell apart. The people here lined up from the propaganda, and the children didn't want it, but the parents knew in their heart they didn't want it, but they did it anyway. But my question is whether or not they will still try to have a engineered flu, and that was one of the concerns that we had along the way. It was really surprising the way it fell apart.
Andrew in Maine. Any other questions? We'll answer your question when we come back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.